Greetings. Okay, good morning, everybody. Calling the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners Thursday, October 24th, 2024, meeting to order at 10:07 a.m. I will start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question any witness at any time, or to request additional testimony if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof of these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title, appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Calling the roll of the board. Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Chief, God, it's going to be a long day. I did not sleep well. Colonel Overturf.
Present.
Colonel Lewis.
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
And I am here, so we have a quorum, and we expect an additional member shortly. Thank goodness. Does everybody know your case number, as I will not be calling cases by name? If you do not know your case number, please come forward and obtain from Nancy. Good? Okay. I'm going to call the case roll, so please just indicate if you're here. We're going to go through the roll call first. Case number 1, 23-335.
Here.
Both parties. Case 2, 23-295.
Here.
Both parties, thank you. Case.
You didn't say D.
What?
There's a D in the end. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. The D is for denial. Yeah. D is for denial as opposed to revocation. Case 3 is withdrawn, correct?
Correct.
Case number 4, 23-249.
Present.
Yeah, I saw both.
Maybe he's in the hall. Well, both parties are here.
Yep.
Case number 5, 23-288.
Present.
Both parties, thank you. This is a rarity. Case number 6, 23-493.
Present for the issuing authority.
Thank you.
The appellant did not check in.
Okay. And case number 7, 23-219.
Present for the issuing authority.
All right, everybody's here. Could anybody testifying please stand and raise your right hand so that I can administer the oath? If you're talking, if you're saying anything and you're not a lawyer, do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
Okay, you may be seated. Did Mr. Gray say when he would be arriving?
Well, I talked to him about 15 minutes ago and he was leaving.
I'm sorry?
And he lives in Bolton.
Oh, that's not close.
No, but we can.
Oh, it's not very far. I live
yes, sir.
Near there. It's
okay. Case number.
You don't know your case number?
Oh, I can tell you your number, correct? Naugatuck? Yes.
Attorney Grasso, somebody should, but they didn't withdraw
until last night, so they probably
didn't contact you. Okay. He did withdraw his case.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Do we want to
wait? No. Go ahead. All right, we will start with case number 1. If you could come forward, 23-335.